Hi there, I'm here at Internews Kenya and I'm here with Ida Yuster and Mark Irungu, and I'm just going to ask them a few questions about their work. Ida, if you could first give me an overview of Internews Kenya and the work they do in general.
We call ourselves a media development organisation, which means we train journalists. We're not a journalism training college or don't offer university level degrees or anything like that. We work with journalists who are already practicing journalists, that are already appointed at media houses, or they're freelance journalists contributing to publications online and printed and whatever. So it means we're just helping them be even better journalists, both in terms of their skills, you know, writing more well-rounded stories, stories with a great with a well-constructed story arc and so on, but also we have an interest in certain areas of development. In Kenya, it is in democracy and governance transparency. It is also in HIV, reproductive health, and family planning. So when we say we train journalists, we both help them become better journalists as such, but also teach them about these areas, why it is important for their audiences, and give them the skills and knowledge about these areas of health and democracy.
Fantastic. That sounds really interesting. And as you know, our NGO, Indigo Trust, we focus on the uses of ICT for development. Would you mind telling me how ICT can aid your organisation's work?
Yeah, because our love and passion is journalism, and because the world and journalism is moving towards ICTs, or has moved to ICTs, and very strongly so in Kenya, of course, we do so too. In terms of journalism, of course, the first move was when print publications became online publications, and that we saw that journalists needed the skills to write for online. But of course, it goes far beyond that. Ushahidi really trailblazed it in Kenya in 2007, 2008, and became famous worldwide. And since then, large parts of Kenyan society and journalists and media houses have embraced the fact that they can have an interaction, a very positive, meaningful two-way interaction with their audiences through the internet and increasingly through smartphones. But even with non-smartphones, I mean, SMS itself has become a tool of dissemination of information. And so journalists need to be linked into that, and so do we, which is why we appointed a new media developer, Mark Irungu.
Hi, Mark. And I guess I should go over to you. And I'd love to hear about how you're actually using ICT in your work at the moment, or any up-and-coming projects which are planning to use ICT.
First of all, I'd like us to appreciate that there's been this great ICT wave in the country, in Kenya. And everyone is getting inclined towards ICT. Guys who didn't even have emails now have emails. Mobile phones are like the normal thing nowadays. So what we're doing here is we're trying to equip ourselves and the journalists that we train to be able to use the ICT that is available and what is going to come in maybe in the future. So we do this by training them on information sharing, information gathering, online information gathering, information dissemination, on using social media tools, Facebook, Twitter, just to equip them and make sure that they are up to speed with the technologies that are here today. We also do a lot. We're also doing a lot for ourselves, just to make sure that we are up to speed with the technology. We have a running website. We have a relevant website. And setting up our Ushahidi has also been gone a great way in assisting us in this, because we use our Ushahidi platform to gather information from our journalists out in the field. So yeah, so we've really taken up ICT in a big way. We're really thinking big about ICT, and we're looking forward to good times with ICT.
That sounds fantastic. And I understand you've just started working with an organisation called Frontline SMS Radio, and as you're aware, the Indigo Trust is currently funding them.
That's right.
Would you mind just telling us a bit about your role within that project?
Yes, my role, and which is as a representative of interns in this project, is to facilitate and to enable guys, let me first introduce the project briefly. Frontline SMS has been there, and Frontline has developed modules like Frontline Health. So what Frontline wants right now is to develop a module for radio. It's going to be called Frontline Radio. And what Frontline has done is that it identified some stations with the help of Internews and other NGOs, some stations that are going to be used for the trial phase